This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Our topic today is love. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Our topic today is love. Christians must love. We are told to love one another in John 13, verse 34 and 35. The Bible says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." We also are told that our love is to be unfeigned love, that is, love without hypocrisy. 1 Peter 1 and verse 22, the Bible says, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart," that is, without hypocrisy. We also understand that Christians must know the importance of love. We see in John 13, 34, that we are to love one another as he loves us. We also are told in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44, to love your enemies. Here the Bible says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, you shall love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." We also reminded in 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 1 that love will build up and edify. Here the Bible says, "Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies." We also find expressions of love in 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 through 6. Here the Bible tells us, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 6. We also see that love lasts, love endures, and love will never fail. We know that God's love is perfected in us. 1 John 4 and verse 12, the Bible says, "No one has seen God at any time. If we love another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us." God shows his perfect love in us through the gift of his Son on the cross. We also know that God is love in 1 John 4 and verse 16. The Bible tells us, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Christ demonstrated his love. We see this in Acts 20 and verse 28. Here the Bible says, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." So we see how Christ demonstrates his own love toward us, and also how God demonstrates his own love toward us. As Christians, let us be mindful of the love that we are to have for one another, and make sure that our love is done in such a way that's pleasing to God. Thank you for listening.